It's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. On this upcoming episode, I'm going to share my book review on 40 Acres by Dwayne Alexander Smith. Popular thriller. I hope you guys tune in and I hope you enjoy. This is your host, Little Nina. Thank you for tuning in. I hope everybody is doing well on Sunday. But if you're not listening to this on Sunday, I hope you had a great day or evening. I hope everything is doing well for you all. And I have to say that because, you know, sometimes people be having some bad days or just not really feeling up to it. So I just hope, I want to send that positive energy that way, give you all that positive energy that way to you. So if you listen to this, I hope things will get better. If you already having a fantastic day, keep that good energy up and going. So anyway, I want to get into my book review, 40 Acres by Dwayne Alexander Smith. Sorry about that. Great novel, I must say. It's a thriller and definitely a great twist. I'm telling you, the plot, oh my gosh, man, I can't even get into it so much. Oh, it's so much about this novel that I love. It's giving me that Arabellum type of vibe, such as the, what's that movie, Get Out? Oh my goodness, I can't even express how much I love this book. I listened to it on Audible and I fell in love with it because it was actually floating around on Facebook and I was like, because everybody was basically talking about this book, that they kept going on and on. So I read the synopsis up and I was like, let me go ahead. And I had a couple of free credits on Audible, so I was like, okay, well, let me go ahead and check it out. Download. I used one of my credits and I purchased the 40 Acres. And I was listening to it. I was like, dang. So let me give you guys a quick synopsis of it so that way you can understand what I'm talking about. Martin Gray, a talented black lawyer. And, you know, Martin became good friends with a group of most powerful, wealthy black men. And he was amazed by their accomplishments. And he was just like, wow, that's what's up, you know. And not knowing that these group of men was looking at him, thinking that he has potential. So they sent them out and they offered him, they actually invited him on this rafting trip. But the kick is, you cannot bring no cell phones. You got to be cut off from the world. You can't talk about no business. I'm talking about anything. You just going there, just bare, you can't bring nothing with you. See, that right there would have been a red flag for me. I would have been asking questions like, why can't I bring my phone? And you know what they told Martin? They was like, because it's about getting to be, knowing who you are, cut off from the world, electronics, everything. Let that just be where it's at. And knowing me, I would have been like, I still want to have phone service, you know, just in case something happened. But Martin ended up taking his phone anyway, but he still didn't have no phone service anyway. You guys have to read. I ain't gonna tell everything about it, but you know, that was a red flag. And he told his wife about that, and even his wife was very questionable about it. She was just like, why can't you take your phone, you know? And she ended up being part of the, you know, the group of men. She getting to know their wives, and they go on these trips all the time, and it was pretty normal. So they was even talking to her and say, hey, it's going to be okay. If something really happened, you know, we'll reach out to our husbands and let them know. So she was like, if you guys can reach out to your husband, how come I can't? So she did a little bit of digging, you know, and she was not okay with her husband leaving her to go to on this rafting trip with no type of conformer communication. She wasn't okay with that. But Martin ended up, you know, easing her and said, hey, everything is going to be fine and stuff like that. Although she brought up an article where this guy had died on his rafting trip while he was with them, with this group of men. And So Martin questioned them about it, and they told him some crazy, bizarre story, even though to me, it didn't make any sense. So I was like, okay, whatever. So let's get over that hump because you guys have to read it. I'm not going to tell everything. So while he was there, while Martin, he accepted the invite, okay? He accepted the invite, and he ended up going. So while he was there, something was kind of off. He didn't like it. You know, something was off. He didn't understand quite a certain things, and it would just didn't make no sense to him. But once he was there for a day or two, he discovered a secret that these group of men was part of this secret society. Okay. And what they was doing, they was enslaving white people. Okay. They was enslaving these white people and making them doing things that what they did to us back in the, you know, since slavery started back in the 1800s, well, you know, during our slavery, during that times of slavery. And he was like, they enslaving these white people. And, you know, it was a slave girl there, and she couldn't talk to him. She couldn't say anything. Shoot, when he got there, you know, the guy came and picked up his luggage, and he wanted to tip off the guy, and he was like, I can't accept this. He looked as scared as I don't know what. He was scared. He said, no, I can't take that. I can't do this. And Martin was like, what? That ain't right. And so he kind of shook it off, but he thought it was strange. And so he went to his room, and they sent him a party gift, like a girl, a white girl. They sent her to the room and say, you know, hey, he was like, I got a wife at home. I don't want to do all this. This is nothing I'm not okay with. But, you know, they was up here watching him and see how he's going to adapt during this whole thing. This is all new to him. You know, seeing all these white people, these white slaves working, and they look scared as I don't know what. And he's getting offers. They sending like these woman slaves up to him and forcing him to have sex with them. He's like, no, I'm not cool with it. But, you know, he didn't like it. So he have to figure out a way to fake it, and so he can get free. So he can warn and tell somebody to get these people help so they can get help, because he knows that this wasn't right at all. But he had to stay alive while doing it, because if they find out, of course, they're going to kill him. They're going to kill him because they don't want nobody to expose their secret society, because they can get in trouble. You know, high power black men, enslaved white people. Oh, yeah, they're going to go to jail. They're going to go to jail and do some time. They're going to go to jail. You know, and this is like with Martin, he was up here trying to stay alive the whole time. And he even had to fake having sex with the girl, and they was up here watching him and see how well he's going to adapt to this whole thing. And one guy already like, he's going to tell on us. And they was like, nah, give him some time. So while he was there, he noticed some things that he didn't like, you know, the maltreatment of these people, getting whipped, getting beat up real bad, these girls getting punched out and everything, you know, getting called all types of names, getting talked to ranchy and everything, you know. Even the men, that meant some messed up stuff what they was doing to the men too, boy, for real. And, you know, Martin wasn't okay with this. So he had to fake it in order so he can get out of it, you know. So that's a quick synopsis of this book, and I really enjoyed it. Like I said, you know, it make you question yourself as a reader, like, is this a bad thing or is it a good thing? It's like, they need to get that bad, but they don't know. You want to be better. You know, you want to be better than the person. And that's where Martin was coming from. You know, his best friend was white. And, you know, he don't like that stuff. You know, wrong is wrong at the end of the day. You know, where me, I would have been like, but like I said, I'm a female. This was only happening to male things. So it's kind of like looking in, it's like, man, shoot, we had to go through that for a long time. A long time, and we still fighting, you know, we still fighting this mentality of like this mental slavery that's going on right now. And it's just like, dang, shoot, they kind of like deserve it, but it kind of like, nah, they don't deserve it, you know? So it make you question yourself as a reader, because it did. It questioned me a lot. I was like, I don't know. I don't know. Do I feel bad? I don't know, but I wouldn't want nobody to get treated like that, you know? I wouldn't want nobody to get treated like that at all. I don't matter what color you are. I just don't want nobody to ever go through something like that, especially my ancestors, you know? They already went through enough. And no. Now, what they going through right now, they just like a like the icing on the it's not even a lot what my ancestors went through. My ancestors went through a lot. They got to get ripped from their parent. The kids got ripped from their mothers. They did a lot. I mean, a lot that you can even think of. So when he wrote this book, I was like, dang, this is like the bare minimum of what how they treating them. You know, this ain't nothing compared to what my ancestors went through. So it's kind of like, shoot, these people, they ought to be glad that they ain't got treated like how my ancestors got treated. That's how I look at it. They better be glad. But, you know, Martin, he had a good heart. And he was like, I gotta save these people. You know, I gotta save them. I gotta let these, they gotta be exposed. You know, they got to be exposed for what they're doing, because right, you know, wrong is wrong. It is. I know I keep on going back and forth because I couldn't, I mean, to be honest, I don't know. I can't, I just can't even, but it was a good book. Very good book. It make you feel some type of way. It makes you think. It makes you think what happened if you was in Martin's shoes. What would you do? Would you sit up here and be okay with this? Or would you try to help those people to get free? Or, you know, are you okay to keep this going or allowing this stuff to happen? You know, for one thing I didn't agree with, he did have his wife at home, and this group of men wanted to get away and get their rocks off. I'm like, dude, you guys are married. You are married. And these wives, they don't have no clue what's going on, but they're married and they up here having sex with these women, you know? That ain't nothing. No, you might be thinking that, oh, they did us like that, but it's like, come on, bro, no, you don't have to do all that, okay? But anywho, yeah, it was just some things that bothered Martin. He needed to figure out how to stay alive during that whole thing, and he had a great heart. He did, and his wife wasn't with it anyway from the get-go, because she found an article of this man, and he was a upcoming writer, and they sinked him out, and before you know it, he died on his rafting trip. So I bet you that he didn't agree with, he found out what they was doing too, and he didn't agree with it, and shoot, they killed them. So that would did they would have did this they going to do the same thing to Martin, because Martin didn't agree with it, and they picked up on it, and they were still trying to convince him and say, boy, you need to be desensitized. That's the word I keep on hearing throughout the book. If you read this book, you'll hear it. You'll hear a lot throughout the book. Desensitize. Get up out of that mental slavery and just be free and just join us and blah blah blah. And this is like, you still ain't. I'm still like, nah. That's how Martin is. Martin was like, no, I'm not agreeing with this. This is not how I roll. I'm a fair person. I'm a good person. This is not who I am, you know? So he tried to stay alive through the whole thing and trying to save and figure out a way how to save these people. And he did an honorable thing. He did. And I like I said, I love this book. You guys definitely have to definitely check it out. Dwayne Alexander Smith, 40 Acres. Definitely. So I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna take me a water break, because I'm pretty sure you guys don't want to hear me goggling down some dang on water, because I'm getting dry mouth while talking about this book. This book is awesome. I think you guys would definitely enjoy it. Like I said, this is a great book, and he not only Dwayne didn't not only like he written books, but he also did some movies too, and he even assist he was at Yeah, he was assisted to numerous movies like Money Train and a couple others, you know. So he did a really good job with this novel, and he, like I said, he did some children's books, Speed Racer Volume 1. What else? He did The Unkind I think it's called Unkind something. I had to go look that up. Let me take this break. I'll be right back. Yes, I am back. So it's called The Unkind Hours. And once he written 40 Acres back in 2015, he won the NAACP Image Award for Literature and became a Power List bestseller. That's exciting. That is real good because, like I said, he is very, very talented. He's currently like earning a living from professional screenwriter. So he dipped and dabbled in different areas of like even with film, screenplays, writing. He's very talented. I enjoy this book. And you know, not to mention you guys, 40 Acres have three different book covers. You know, there's one with the cotton field and there's one with the house, and then the other one is a picture of a man that's running away from a house. So honestly, like I said, this book is very awesome. I love it. I can't complain. I definitely say go read it. Definitely go read it. You can't go wrong with this book because I'm telling you, have you questioned yourself for real? Because I was just sitting up here thinking like, I was playing devil advocacy here with myself. I'm like, well, it's not bad, but you know, I don't know y'all, but it's definitely a page turner here. It definitely will keep you up all night. To finish this novel, you definitely would be up. And shoot, if you had something to do, make sure when you read this novel, make sure you don't have anything to do. Because if you do, you will not get anything done. And you can also listen to this on Audible and use your free credits, for real. Use your free credits to purchase this. But shoot, go ahead and spend that money and buy this man's book and support him because this is a great novel. And during the month of November, I had some great reads anyway. I tell you, 40 Acres, Black Women Must Die Exhausted was another good one I read. I finally finished up Lovecraft Country by Matt Ruff. Gosh, it was so many that I had read. I read like 6 novels last month. And shoot, I enjoyed each and one of them. I did. Definitely Black Girls Must Die Exhausted. That was really good by Jane Allen. That was another great novel. And I actually did a book review on that one as well. And what else? Lovecraft Country. I can't remember. Oh, 40 Acres. And it was another two. I had an awesome November. I could tell you that. Those books that I read in November was definitely a 5-star. I can't complain. My November book haul was definitely good for me. It was definitely good. So, and not to mention, I definitely went to the books. Well, I went to Target and I took advantage of their, on Black Friday, I took advantage of their buy two and get one free deal. And I have bought some pretty good books that I definitely want it. So I'm excited about that. The City We Became by N.K. Jemisin. That's one of them. And Black Girls Must Die Exhausted. I had to purchase this book because I listened to it on Audible. So I was like, I must have to purchase this book. And last but not least, All Her Little Secrets, that I'm actually supposed to be reading because it's part of a book club. And I have yet to touch that novel yet because I am currently reading Bad Fat Black Girl by Cicely Bowen and 40 Minutes by Janae Harden. So I'm up here reading those two, and I'm listening to right now what I'm listening to. Kia Abdullah, Take It Back? I think it's Take It Back. Can't Take It Back, but it's by Kia Abdullah. She's a high power lawyer, and she is, she's a lawyer, used to be a lawyer, but she's like a advocate now for women who've been raped, and she's mentoring over this rape victim. And the thing is, she's trying to help this lady take down these three boys that raped her, but things are just not connecting. But it's a great novel. It's a great novel because I'm still trying to get through it. But so yes, it's a great novel. But like I said, I had a great November. I did. I had a great November for it's like reading all those six books that I had read. All of them was definitely a five star. I can't complain because normally when I finish up my monthly wrap up, some of them was not. Some of them be too good, and some of them would just be like blah. And I hate that. I hate that when it comes to reading, when you have your monthly wrap ups, it just be like, But I feel like it's gonna be like that again. I feel like it's gonna be like that for this month. I don't think I have that many good reads that I have coming up because currently I'm reading Bad Fact Black Girl. I too much not feeling it, so I'm like, that might get a 3.5 star for me, and 40 minutes is okay. I'm giving it a 4 for right now, depends on how it turns out. So, yeah, but 40 Acres is definitely a great novel. You guys should definitely check it out. And I'm thinking about reading some more novels by Duane. Well, The Unkind Words, I'm gonna check that out and see how well that is. But definitely, it's an eye-opener. Because it just make you question yourself, like, is this a good or a bad thing? It make you think, and it don't make you as a bad person. It just make you think, like, dang, it makes you think outside of the box. And not so many novels have you do that though, like make you think outside of the box. Like, what happened if, like, I mean, novels can actually escape you from reality, but this one is like, what would you do? What would you do? And that right there, I know if I was a female and I'm with a group of my female friends and they, another high power group of females like, hey, we want you to come on this trip and it's gonna be nothing but fun girl stuff. But the kick is you gotta leave your phone and everything, can nobody contact you and this and that. My crazy self would have been like, hold up, I can't bring my phone. Nope. Oh well. I guess I won't be going then because, and if they try to convince me, I'm like, no, if I can't bring my phone, I would try to sneak that bad boy with me and I'm gonna bring my knife just because, and my gun because I'm not gonna go there and not have anything on me. And plus, me knowing you guys on a first time basis like that, no, I'm bringing a gun, knife, or whatever. I'm sneaking some razor blades on me or something because. Ain't no way I'm gonna go on a trip of a group of guys that I just met, well, a group of females I just met, and go fly all the way over. And it's a lot of things. It's a lot. I'd be questioning everything when I get there. Okay, I probably won't pay no attention if a bus boy, that's white, come and pick up my bags. I probably won't pay no attention to that. I would be like, okay, thank you, boop, and go about my way. Then I notice, like, if they send like a dude to my room and say, hey. I've come here to satisfy you. I'd be like, I am married. You can take yourself off. Matter of fact, you can take my bags, bring me some food back because I want some food. You can bring me some movies back or something. And they'd be like, no, I have to stay here. Well, I said, well, go sit your butt over there in the corner. I can't help you. I can't do that. And if they come and question me, like, hey sis, how come you didn't do nothing? I'm like, because I'm married. What the hell I need him for? I'll be quiet. See, that's why I can't do stuff like that. I just can't because I'm just not that type. I ask questions. That's what I do. I ask questions because if things don't seem right, appear to be right to me, I ask questions so I can get a clear understanding. Because if a group of women that I know that are high powered, that I love their accomplishments, and they come to ask me, and I'm even if I'm cool with one of them. And they asked me to go on this trip. I would have been like, I can't take my cell phone, and my husband can't have no contact with me. First of all, my husband ain't gonna go for that for one. He gonna be like, well, I can't have no contact with you. Where are you going? And you don't know the destination either. You just know you're going on a rafting trip, and you don't know where you're going. And they just threw out a what they told Martin. Oh, it's one of those first river, like those mini rivers. It's not bad. It's not a challenging river, so he should be fine. Stuff like that, you know. So it's like that would be something I would question too. I mean, it'd just be a lot. So Martin is a good one for that. And his wife was not with it, but she, you know, she loved him, and she was like, okay, I'm gonna support you and stuff like that. Because if I was Martin's wife, I would have been like, no, I don't agree with it. Look at this article. I don't care what. Even Martin went out to the extreme. He brought Dwayne by to convince his wife. I would have been like, fuck what you say. I don't care what you say. This is my husband, not you. So you're not going. I don't want you to go. I'm not okay with this. You can't bring your phone. You can't do this. So if he want to go so bad, I would have been like, you need to take something with you. Take something with you to protect yourself so you can get away. You know, that would be my first thought. But yeah, all those thoughts popped in my head when I was up here reading this. I said that couldn't be me. Not at all. Nope. Because I'll be asking questions. They would be like, oh no, she don't have we can't take her. She don't have the potential. Never mind, wrong one. Boop boop. We can't take her at all. Nope. She's not a white. She's not the good one. Nope. Nope, I came. But like I said, 40 acres is awesome. It's awesome. Go check it out. Definitely. Here we are at the end of this episode. I hope you all go check out that novel, 40 Acres by Dwayne Alexander Smith. Awesome read. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the Love of Books NKC, the number 4, Love of Books NKC. Also, if you can find me on TikTok, it's for Love Books NKC. I know it sounds weird, but I'm currently working on that. But anywho, if you like this episode, give a couple claps, share it, and thank you.